No, they'd have had to be in Union because that's where
right.
my daddy met. My mother was in Union County.
And they were, what, this county here?
That's right. Of what religion are you? Baptist?
Baptist. Missionary Baptist.
Missionary Baptist, and what does missionary Baptist mean? How is that different from a fundamental Baptist or something like that? Do you know?
I wouldn't know. I've never been to one.
Missionary Baptist. Well, does the church support a lot of missionaries?
No. I guess it shouldn't go on record like that. We are called fundamentalists. We are called streaking heads, and we are called Streaked heads.
Streaked heads?
Yeah, because we pulled out from the association.
The Southern Baptist Convention.
Yes, sir, we were pulled out.
My mother doesn't like that either. Streaked heads. The Southern Baptist Convention.
Yeah, and we have some young deacons that come along, and they have invited missionaries to speak there. And we are supporting one child's over yonder somewhere, supposed to be.
I see.
And we was supporting one missionary for a while, and they found out he wasn't what he was supposed to be. So that was quit right then.
Mm-hmm.
But we still support this child over there.
It's a child just over there somewhere.
Over in your part of the country, over, you know, I don't, it wasn't Puerto Rico, but it's over in there.
South America?
In South America. And see, that's how the missionaries brought these to our attention, you see. But, as I say, they found out that this one that we were supporting,
he just wasn't kosher, so they just
stopped it. And we had never before. Now, what we believe in is home mission.
Explain a little bit about that.
Well, if a family is in need, they've had doctor bills, things like that.
That's the best
our
kind.
Our collection is took up.
Okay, that's the best
and
kind.
And if we don't get enough in the collection plate, they take it out of the trash and make out as much as they want, you know, feel like we can afford them. Anywhere from $200 to $300 to give to that family when they're in need. And in that way, you know where it goes.
Right, and you know it's supposed to go there for the good.
That's right, and you know it's needed.
Right.
And we don't just do that for the church members.
Mm-hmm.
We do it for others that belong to other churches.
Right, that's really good.
Because we have, but they just took up the license, and I'll just a little straight to you. He doesn't belong to a church nowhere, but his wife belongs to Gordonville Baptist Church, right below us. And she's a good church worker, and he's dying with cancer. And they sent him to the Bahamas, to some doctors over there. Well, fact of it is, the boy had plenty of money to pay out of his way. But some of them brought it to the attention of the church, you know. His wife was having to go over there by plane, you know, so often. And one time I think she wanted to care of the children. They have two children. So they made him up over $200. I made her. And just give it to her for this. But now that's done often at Big Creek Church.
Well, I tell you what, I think that's better.
I do too. You know where it goes.
That's right. And it's being used for very needed
good
service.
That's right. Widow woman, you know, it tells you plainly to take care of your widows and offerings.
Needed service. What tells you plainly?
That Bible tells you plainly to take care of those widows and offerings. The fact is, that's the deacon's job to see, you know. And, of course, the church does that. But
how many deacons are in the church?
Seven.
Seven?
Is, you know, seven is completion
right.
in the Bible. Everywhere
right.
you're so seven deacons. The first church started out with seven. Now then, these modern churches just got more.
Oh.
My son-in-law is a deacon in one in Atlanta.